Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and it's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Make sure you check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. John, how are you?
Well, I'm in a good mood today, Tony. Can't complain. My teams are winning, and overall, yeah, and nice warm day, even though a little overcast this morning. But, yeah, nice day. It's going to be a good day.
Yeah, big game a week from this Saturday. Michigan comes
comes to
what I like to call the big house here at Spartan Stadium. It should be a lot of fun.
It will be, no doubt. Looking forward to it.
Dr. Braccio, as you know, we have a lot of business owners and managers that listen to the show, and we try to help them manage their businesses better. And one way we can do that is help them ensure that their employees will be honest and feel secure to identify their concerns, their ideas, and their perceived problems in their workplaces. What can we do to promote those types of environments?
First of all, we have to be realistic, and what I mean by that, there are many bosses, if you will, managers, depending, it doesn't matter on what level, if someone who has people report to them, it's important that they be aware that they can be intimidating, they can be threatening, they can even be punishing, and many managers really don't believe that. They don't think that's true. They'll say, well, I'm open as can be, but if someone says something stupid or says something that I consider contrary to the goals of the company, then I'm going to take that negatively. And my advice to persons is always the same thing with managers. I always say, you know, if you really want to know what's going on before there's really a big problem, and if you really want to develop a team, you really have to be open. You have to be willing to talk to people. You have to let people know that you are someone that can be communicated with, and you also might even pick certain times in meetings or when you meet with them where you say, please speak candidly, and then you have to live by a rule that you're not going to take what the person says negatively and that you're really going to, you know, want to learn and move forward, because part of team means everyone's working together, and you don't have a team when the boss is the one completely in charge and not willing to listen to what other team members have to say. Easier said than done, Tony, and many people you know and I know that would be shocked if they really knew what their employees thought of them. But I'll tell you, it's a problem because I also work with the employees, and I hear what they say to me. And the common thing whenever I've done industrial work, when I've tried to sort out where problems are, it's usually a problem in communication.
Sounds like you're talking about a bully boss.
Well, you know, it doesn't even have to be a bully boss. It can just be somebody who's not open. Like if a person says, you know, we do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's the way it works, that's the way we've been successful, and we're really not going to change. Now, does anybody have any ideas? Now, in that type of an environment, someone isn't looking for 6. Someone isn't looking set for 7. Someone isn't looking for someone who's thinking out of the box. And there are companies that do survive using a proven model. That doesn't mean they couldn't expand and couldn't do a lot better and they couldn't get more creative people working for them, but it would require them to be open. And if you tell someone this is how we do it, well, I mean, there's not really a lot to be done. And then if you do say something and you see the boss, you see his or her head kind of, well, I don't know, you know, why do you think that would work? That doesn't seem to fit in. Is this really a place you want to be? I mean, they don't maybe use those words, but I think employees, that it's important that they keep their job. They can read people. I think they're defense mechanisms in people. They know when they can speak, and those that don't are those that often get themselves, you know, in problems. So it's a question of being able for the boss to be somewhat comfortable for people to talk to, maybe have informal, just walking around, talking to people, having an open door policy, and in meetings even use words like speak candidly, really say what you're thinking, and then really be open to that and not be petty and not be somebody who misuses information. The problem you have, Tony, managers, like all people, come in all different varieties. There are people that are defensive. There are people that know it all. There are people that come in every variety. It's the person who is open, who is willing to seek change, willing to seek out problems early, a person trying to find solutions and realizes that many people have many good ideas and that many heads are better to work on a problem, even if the boss ultimately has to make the decision. But you will see that people that are involved in the decision making are more ready to deal with a decision they might even disagree with if they believe all points have been put into the process.
What do you do if you have a boss like that? If you have a boss who's not really into technology, or you have a boss that's micromanaging?
Well, you have to do a number of things. One, survival. Okay, if you rely on that job and that is your job, you have to do the best that you can within the confines of that job. And if it really becomes insufferable or impossible for you to develop, then you do really need to put a resume together, you need to seek another job, or you need to seek some additional training so you can leave, or you can always try to educate and bring the person you're working with up to a different level little by little. There's nothing to say that even people that are rigid or set in their ways aren't willing, if shown over a period of time, to make change. But if you're really with someone you know is the Rock of Gibraltar and says steady as a northern star and says things that you can see their whole modus operandi is we don't change, then you have to deal with that as long as you need that job, and still try to do the very best job you can, because you still want a good recommendation, you know, within the confines, within that circle, if you will. And then you have to seek other opportunities and other things that that you can do. And a lot of people aren't willing to do that, but you have to be willing to do that if you want to have a happy life.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out Dr. Braccio's website for more helpful hints to help you manage your business at drjohnb.com. Thank you, sir.
Tony, always a pleasure, my friend.